All right.
Mike, what'd you see out of Michael King today?
Some good and then some misexecution that, you know, they made him pay for. You know, looking to Ruben, talking to him as, of course, the game went. I mean, first of all, they came out very aggressively. Very aggressive club came out. You know, I wouldn't say got him on his heels, but, you know, they were coming at swinging the bats. Some balls that, you know, just over the middle of the plate. And, you know, they put up a big crooked number. But then looking at the in-between numbers from Ruben, you know, velocity was pretty close to where he's been all year. Pleased with the shapes. It just came down to execution and put some swings on in the second and clean third. And, you know, at that point, we're like, all right, let's get him out for the fourth and, you know, let's just read the game. And, you know, he had heart ready. And, you know, Mullins ambushed him.
He was so relatively sharp for a guy who hadn't pitched basically in 4 months. Was this maybe some of the rust that you...
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can't... It's hard to say. It's really hard to say. Because he threw well his last outing. He's thrown well, and, you know, again, it's a little different when, you know, but it still counts when you're throwing in a, you know, simulated game or a bridge game in Arizona. And, I mean, stuff is good enough to pitch in the big leagues, clearly. It's just a matter of the repetition of the execution, and they made him pay when he didn't, and, you know, unfortunately couldn't get away any mistakes tonight.
I know this is kind of a similar question, but for him to kind of come back at this point in the calendar when both these teams are obviously fighting for a playoff spot and he hasn't pitched much in 3 months, do you think that could be, like, a challenge for him, like, putting him back into this kind of situation so much on the line?
Is it – I mean, I understand the question, but could you explain it so I can help just, answer it a little better?
Yeah, the fact that he hadn't pitched in so long.
Right.
Like, he's coming back into a setting like this. Is that, couldn't that provide challenges for a guy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, but listen, it's Michael King. I mean, we're going to pitch him, you know. I mean, we've been in similar situations the last 2 years with Joe and with Darvish and this year with Darvish. And, you know, so, yeah, those are guys that we count on that are healthy to go pitch. And, you know, when's the right perfect time? I don't know that there is one. But actually, it would be unfair if we didn't pitch Michael, you know, relative to success and health and, you know, what he means to our team. So, he didn't, you know, win his best outing. You know, I'm excited to see him in 5 days.
Have you thought of how Kyle has settled into this role?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. Kyle pitched really well. He's throwing the ball well. You know, he started and got some opportunities to do well for us, but, you know, he's really pitched well in this role. And went down and grabbed a couple innings that, you know, gave us a chance to stay right in it. And Yuki did his part, and Bradley, you know, clearly threw the ball well. One, unfortunately, got away from him. But, you know, bullpen was terrific, and Hart, you know, led the charge.
Jackson, for a couple days now, he's looked like himself.
Right.
What do you kind of make of this one you put him on tonight?
Man, it was really pretty. I was, you know, some big swings tonight. The ball was jumping, but, man, that was a big boy homer to dead center. You know, like the at-bat down the, you know, the last at-bat off Minaya, off the lefty. So, looks like he's settling into being who he is. That's a really good player, and good for Jackson, good for us.